The Best Friend You Never Knew, Part 5. Envision the Real Yeshua. Where were you when JFK was assassinated? Where were you on 9/11? Where were you on the perfect day? Chances are, it's your heart's sincerest desire to see Yeshua, to be in His presence, to see His face, to touch His nail prints, to bathe His feet with your tears. It is the perfect day, a day that will mean more to you than any other date on the calendar, a date that, when contemplated, brings tears to your eyes. For you, it's undoubtedly the holiest day of your life, the date you were reborn. It's also a date when you discover something about He who created the oceans, the trees, the platypus, and freckles. He has an awesome personality. He loves, and I mean loves, to add life and light to every word, every syllable He speaks. But there's something else about meeting Him, dialoguing with Him, just being with Him that will endear Him to you in ways you hadn't even considered. It's His personality. It's no secret. It's no mistake that Yeshua is called the light and life of the world. His personality is unlike any you have ever encountered in your life, because chances are, all the people you've ever met have been or are mortals. But His personality is that of a God. And it is so bright, so full of life, so technicolor, that you will be forever changed by it. The importance of knowing Yeshua. Unfortunately, as I've said several times on this blog, it's been my observation that most of us know about Yeshua, but very few actually know Him. And that's a problem, because no matter how high up your church calling is, and no matter how spiritual you may be, if you don't know Him, you will be cast away from Him. Here is the Joseph Smith translation of Matthew 7:30-31. And many will say unto me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I say, ye never knew me. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. DNC 20:37, a scripture we'll refer to towards the end of this podcast, also says, And upon my house shall it begin, and from my house shall it go forth, saith the Lord. First among those among you, saith the Lord, who have professed to know my name, and have not known me, and have blasphemed against me in the midst of my house, saith the Lord. In my opinion, the Lord here is discussing the first ones to be sifted out and cast aside at the beginning of the pre-millennium tribulations. He starts in His house, and first among those in the house are they who profess to know Yeshua's name, yet don't know Him. Again, we see a distinction made between those who know His name and those who actually know Him. So with those quotes in mind, let me ask you, how well do you know the Lord? Yeshua's personality. So, if you don't know Yeshua, where do you start? Luckily, Joseph Smith had that answer. It is the first principle of the gospel to know for a certainty the character of God, and to know that we may converse with Him as one man converses with another. If any man does not know God, and inquires what kind of being He is, if he will search diligently his own heart, if the declaration of Jesus and the apostles be true, he will realize that he has not eternal life, for there can be eternal life on no other principle. The scriptures also give us insight into Yeshua's personality. On both sides of the world, Yeshua said in John 8:12 and 3 Nephi 9:18, I am the light of the world. Now, when I hear that someone's the light of the world, I don't envision someone who's dark, gloomy, moody, always depressed, despondent, low-spirited, or sad. Neither would he be emotionless, passionless, expressionless, cold, unexpressive, aloof, flat, or just plain out spaced out. But that is precisely the image of the Savior we have been and continue to be continually exposed to. If you'll hop on to the podcast blog, ldsperfectday.blogspot.com, you'll see a fun little exercise. Draw a line between the words on the left, synonyms for joyous, and the pictures on the right, which are pictures commonly found on websites and social media. Feel free to take your time. So, how did you do? How many lines were you able to connect between the words on the left and the pictures on the right? Why is it that some of our most popular images of the Savior depict him as emotionless, dispassionate, perturbed, sad, or mad? Could those be true depictions of our Savior? If you found this a little challenging, let's start over, beginning with some quotes regarding Yeshua's true personality. President Joseph Fielding Smith: God is full of energy, and should we mortals stand in his presence? Unless his spirit was upon us to protect us, we would be consumed. That is how much energy there is in a celestial body. I am perfectly satisfied that my Father and my God is a cheerful, pleasant, lively, and good-natured being. Why? Because I am cheerful, pleasant, lively, and good-natured when I have his spirit. That is one reason why I know. And another is, the Lord said, through Joseph Smith, I delight in a glad heart and a cheerful countenance. That arises from the perfection of his attributes. He is a jovial, lively person and a beautiful man. Elder Heber C. Kimball, you have heard me say that I felt joyful, funny, and jocular according to the portion of the Spirit of the Lord I enjoyed. Do I feel like dancing and jumping? Yes! And like doing everything else that is good and comfortable. When I have the Spirit of the Lord, I feel so. And that makes me think that my Father in heaven felt so before me. President Lorenzo Snow: the Lord wishes to establish a closer and more intimate relationship between himself and us. Moses 7:4: And I saw the Lord, and he stood before my face, and he talked with me, even as a man talketh one with another face to face. Joseph Smith: Jehovah talked with him in a familiar and friendly manner. He was referring to Noah. Now, based on this new information, let's hop back on the blog, ldsperfectday.blogspot.com, and try this again. You'll be matching up the same words, but with different pictures, to match the above descriptions of Yeshua's personality. As Latter-day Saints, we are exposed to a curriculum, for the most part, which emphasizes Yeshua's teachings and what he did for us, and not so much about how Jesus felt and the emotions he had. The fact that he was and is the light of the world is undeniable. The fact that we have forgotten that truth is inexcusable. Clearly, we Latter-day Saints need to change our orientations, and fast. Elder Holland stated, the Lord has probably spoken enough comforting words to supply the whole universe, it would seem, and yet we see all around us unhappy Latter-day Saints, worried Latter-day Saints, and gloomy Latter-day Saints, into whose troubled hearts not one of these innumerable consoling words seem to be allowed to enter. On that very night of Gethsemane, the night of the greatest suffering the world has ever known or will ever know, the Savior said, peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. John 14:27. I submit to you that this may be one of the Savior's commandments that is, even in the hearts of otherwise faithful Latter-day Saints, almost universally disobeyed. Decision time. None of us know when the Lord will start implementing DNC 2037. We don't know when bad things will be happening upon my house, but the scriptures make one thing pretty clear. You procrastinate turning to the Lord at your own peril. If other things take a higher priority, a higher precedence than Yeshua, then don't be surprised when you're found undeserving of inclusion into his terrestrial kingdom. I like what Sherry Dew once said. It simply isn't possible to be a disciple of someone you don't know. As we read in Mosiah 5:13, "For how knoweth a man the master who he has not served, and who is a stranger unto him, and is far from the thoughts and intents of his heart?" I invite you to get to know Yeshua. As you show interest in him, he'll show greater interest in you. DNC 8863. Here are four easy things you can do. 1. Start with something easy. Scrub your home of images depicting a Savior in a way that's incompatible with what the scriptures say about him and perpetuate a distorted view of him. Replace those pictures with one showing a Jesus who is the light and life of the world. Now, I need to make one thing clear. I don't think for a second that Jesus was smiling, joyous, and gleeful 100% of his mortal life. The scriptures tell us that Jesus was also a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. Yet I do think that he had a naturally cheerful, pleasant, lively, and good-natured disposition. How could he not, with the Spirit of the Father accompanying him during his mission? But replacing pictures is only the beginning. We also need to replace those distorted impressions we've had of him, which exist in our minds and souls for possibly decades, with new ones which are more accurate. This will likely require some time and effort. But it's been my experience, and the experience of dozens more I know personally, that the payoff far exceeds what you'll have invested into these efforts. 2. Do something fun. Watch some fictional TV episodes which portray Yeshua in a whole new and far better light. I've long been a big fan of the 1999 Jesus miniseries, starring Jeremy Sisto in the title role. However, there is a new video series about Yeshua. It's called The Chosen, and it's by far the best video production I've ever seen, which depicts a Savior you'll always want to be around. Although it's not produced by the church, many church members are involved in the series, including its executive producer. Get to know the series via its YouTube channel here. Then download its mobile app in the Apple or Google Play stores. This allows you to watch all 8 episodes for free and even stream to TV. You can also order the DVDs. No matter how you watch it, you'll experience a brand new and far more accurate Yeshua. 3. Show God you're serious about knowing him. Probably the best book I've ever read that effectively addresses Christ's personality is John Eldridge's book and YouTube's of Beautiful Outlaw. If you go to this blog post on ldsperfectday.blogspot.com, you'll see the videos listed in order. 4. Hang out with people who are actively seeking to know him. A little over 2 years ago, we started a Facebook group which solely focuses on better knowing and being like Yeshua. To our knowledge, it's the only one of its kind, which is based on the Latter-day Restored Gospel. Because of its focus and moderated dialogues, many people who aren't even on Facebook to their friends and family just subscribe to this group, and that's it. I couldn't be more proud of our subscribers, and especially the group's admins and moderators. Everyone in this group enthusiastically participates and want to help each other get closer to Yeshua. I invite you to join our group. Just click the link at the bottom of this blog post at ldsperfectday.blogspot.com to get the ball rolling. I feel like new sunglasses, like a brand new pair of jeans. I feel
like taking chances. I feel a lot like 17. Like when I close my when I close my eyes. When I cry.